right, I think we're ready for the third half. Let's hear from Michelle, who is going to be reading Lesson from Two Dead Birds. You are on deck.
No. A week before my 60th birthday, the morning I hoped to get the cast off my broken wrist, a 2-pack of fat chickens fell out of the freezer onto my bare foot. My son and I had stuffed them there. The freezer was too full, but I was grateful to make the Costco run, to have someone with two able arms push the cart and load and unload the evidence of our gluttony. Dead chickens seem harmless, but shrink-wrapped together and frozen solid, they're a lopsided 8-pound boulder. When I yanked open the freezer, the heavy package tipped out. The pain was intense, and a purple lump sprang up on the top of my right foot and glared at me. I stuffed the birds back in and hobbled off to my wrist appointment where the x-ray showed steady healing. 2 more weeks and a fresh cast, pronounced the doctor. I felt old and damaged, gimping back to the car, avoiding eye contact with fellow invalids. I wasn't supposed to drive with one arm, but after a month, I'd gotten tired of asking my sons and husband for help. Hey, could you tie my shoes, fasten my bra, unscrew this lid, take me to the store? What must it be to get to a point where I couldn't do anything solo? I pushed the thought down. I thought of the grace my mother and mother-in-law have exercised in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, though as a younger woman, I hadn't thought they were doing such a great job of it. I was impatient with the signs of their aging out of grief and fear of my own future, but now I was learning the grit and humility and patience and detachment required to mature and to weather even small inconveniences, a cast, an aching foot. My big round birthday loomed. I'd made no plans for the day. 60, unlike 50, didn't feel like a celebration. At home, I sliced the shrink wrap, separated the colluding birds, and placed them on separate shelves. They shrugged at me. It's not our fault. I rolled my eyes. I'd ignored the wiggle in my brain when we'd stuffed the birds in there on end. The grown-up inside saying, hey, remember physics? And where are your shoes, you fool? What good was getting older if I wouldn't take my own experienced advice? The next day, my foot felt better. Nothing was broken. My bones had a little bounce in them, a little give. I must, too. 60 was worth celebrating. I would only get to acknowledge this moment once, to toast the adult I was becoming. Maybe I'd invite some friends, roast a chicken or two.